Difficulty completing tasks, confusion with time or place, and problems speaking or writing can be early obvious signs of Alzheimer's disease.
We've known for some time that Alzheimer's disease starts damaging the brain decades before it's clinically diagnosed.
Paul Coleman is a research professor at the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University.
You know, one of the reasons the clinical trials that have been tried so far have failed so routinely is probably that by the time somebody comes to clinical diagnosis and entered in a clinical trial, the brain is so damaged that it's pointless to try to treat the disease. It's kind of like pouring gasoline into a car that has no engine.
Coleman and his colleagues hope they've found a way to identify the disease's onset before clinical symptoms. They've developed a low-cost, non-invasive blood test that can determine the risk of a future diagnosis of Alzheimer's.
Basically, the way it works is we look at the expression of about half a dozen genes in the blood cells.
Alzheimer's produces changes in the brain that can stimulate genes related to stress and inflammation. Expression of these genes appears in the blood in the form of specific RNA transcripts. Authors of the study say these RNA transcripts can be combined into a potent early diagnostic or biomarker, which can be used to distinguish healthy patients from those with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease and make accurate predictions about people at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease in the future.
Many people think of stress and inflammation as being one size fits all. You know, there are a lot of flavors or varieties of inflammation, and there are a lot of different molecules that are related to inflammation and cell stress that can distinguish Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
The blood testing can accurately identify those carrying two APOE4 genes, a major genetic biomarker for late-onset Alzheimer's disease. In the study, transcript screening was also used to identify at least one direct relative with AD. It also used two different RNA analysis techniques and was able to distinguish probable Alzheimer's disease from normal controls with an accuracy of 93.8%.
So although it does detect Alzheimer's reasonably well, the point really is that it detects risk for a future diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease.
Authors of the study hope the test can detect the disease early enough that drugs, which have failed in clinical trials, may succeed in helping those in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Dr. Mark Stacey is a neurobiologist and the dean of East Carolina University's Brody School of Medicine. He was a leader for clinical research for neurodegenerative diseases at Duke University before coming to the Brody School of Medicine in Greenville last month.
We have medications right now that are not highly effective for Alzheimer's disease, but they work really well in people with a little more than just mild cognitive impairment. And so to be able to provide patients with medications at a time when they are really helpful would be great.
A simple, minimally invasive blood test could replace costly and invasive methods for helping diagnose Alzheimer's, such as PET scans, MRI, and spinal taps, and would allow trials for new drugs targeting at-risk patients to ramp up significantly. Some are calling this a potential breakthrough for prevention and treatment of Alzheimer's disease, but there's still a lot more testing that needs to be done. And no one really knows how the blood test, with potentially quality of life-changing results, should be administered. There's the potential for an at-home blood test, similar to home genetic testing, but Dr. Stacey questions if that's the best option.
When you see the commercials on TV, people have said, well, I thought I was German, and turns out I'm not. That's a whole lot different than I thought I had a normal cognition. It turns out I have Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Stacey believes the blood test is a tool that, without context, could be devastating to someone living an otherwise normal life. That's why he supports point of testing at a doctor's office where the results can be explained in detail. Research professor at the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University, Paul Coleman, imagines the blood testing being widely accessible, similar to an annual flu shot.
Somebody goes to a drugstore and gets a test, and the test comes back and says that they're probably going to get Alzheimer's or they're at high risk for Alzheimer's. You know, how do you treat that person? What do you do with that person? I mean, to many people, that would be a very shocking piece of information.
Coleman admits the results of the blood test can be confusing to interpret. And just because Alzheimer's is detected, Dr. Stacey says it doesn't mean that it will develop.
If your blood test fits an array that looks like you're going to develop Alzheimer's disease, you have a risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, but it doesn't guarantee you're going to get it. So if it causes you to make life-altering decisions and you don't get Alzheimer's disease, that would be unfortunate.
There's also the question of when the test should be administered.
So we have to be very careful with the risk of diagnosing somebody with Alzheimer's disease when they're 18 and they're not going to have symptoms till they're 68. So that's one of the caveats I worry about with potential diagnostic testing.
The recent study from Arizona State University was published in the journal Neurobiology of Aging. You can find a link at publicradioeast.org.